So we were doing the laws of kashrut, and we had learned that the pot that we cook in absorbs the flavor. We had learned that if we cook meat in a dairy pot, then we assume that the dairy that's been absorbed into the pot comes out into the water and back into the meat, and then the meat becomes prohibited, and then I end up cooking prohibited meat in a pot, so the meat makes the pot prohibited. We had learned all of that. We learned that we don't know how much flavor was absorbed into the pot, so that we assume that the full volume of the pot is flavor. You're supposed to check for us, right? Whether I'm reminding you. I assume you didn't do it yet, but I'm reminding you so you can get it done. So now we come to what happens very often in a kosher kitchen. If we cook meat in a meat pot, so we're cooking our meat. We have a pot that's cooking meat on the fire. And as it's cooking by mistake, we take a dairy spoon and we stick it in to mix the pot. So that this is something that happens often. This is like one of the most common questions. So now, if our dairy spoon is not bat yoma, if it hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, so we know the answer, that it doesn't emit any positive flavor, so I don't have a problem with what's cooking in the pot. I have a different problem that the spoon absorbed the meat flavor, my dairy spoon absorbed meat flavor, so with the spoon I have a problem. With the food that's cooking in the pot, I don't have a problem. That we know. But now I have a different situation. I have a spoon that has been used in the last 24 hours for hot milk. I was stirring my hot cereal on the fire with it. So I have a spoon that's fresh dairy. It's really dairy. If I was just stirring my coffee, well, my coffee doesn't really give any flavor because the hot water went from the pot into a kli sheni. In the kli sheni, I poured cold milk. Now when I stir it with my spoon, nothing really gets absorbed. So that's not considered a bat yoma. That's not considered a spoon that was used in the last 24 hours for hot milk, because the milk isn't considered hot. It's a kli sheni. It's not the vessel that was cooked on the fire. But if I have on the fire, I have hot cereal cooking, I'm making a cappuccino, right? So I'm boiling the milk and I'm going to move it with my spoon. So now my spoon has been used in the last 24 hours. I take that clean, it's now a clean spoon, and I stick it into the meat pot. So now, what's my problem? The flavor of the milk from the spoon goes into the pot. Choma tavshil, the heat of my soup, the heat of my chulent, the heat of the pot that's on the fire, will draw out the flavor from the spoon. So the flavor of the milk that's inside the spoon gets drawn out. And it will get mixed in with the meat. We don't know how much flavor is absorbed in that spoon. No questions till we're done. We view it as though the full volume of the spoon is milk. That's our assumption, because we don't know how much is there. So then we evaluate. If I have 60 times the volume of the spoon in my pot, which is often going to be the case, think about how much volume is a spoon, right? Kineged ma shenichnas ma'kapit bakdera. We look at how much of the spoon entered the pot, right? This is a machloket, whether we look at the full spoon or we look at the amount that went into the pot. So he's going with the more lenient opinion that we go with what was in the pot, right? Not the full size of the spoon. So you're often going to have 60 times that volume. So we said, then whatever flavor comes out gets dissipated. It's non-existent. So then my pot, atavshil mutar. So then my cholent or my soup or whatever it is permissible. דעתם שיוצא כיוון שאינו יכול להשאיר שום רושם כלל, הרי הוא בטל וכמי שאינו. We say whatever flavor came out got dissipated in my cholent or in my soup, and it's non-existent. But what if I don't have 60 times the volume? How could that be? You made a mistake. You're frying schnitzel, you're frying hamburgers, and you take a dairy spoon to turn over your hamburgers. So you don't have 60 times the volume of the spoon, necessarily. Hakol asur. So then the meat becomes prohibited because I used a freshly dairy spoon. I used the spoon that was used in the last 24 hours for dairy. I used it with the meat. What happens now? My hamburger has absorbed from my dairy spoon. The hamburger becomes basar bechalav, right? So the hamburger now becomes prohibited food. So now my frying pan or my pot absorbs the flavor of a non-kosher hamburger. A hamburger that's a mixture of dairy and meat. So it's as though my dish has absorbed the flavor of meat and milk. So now I have to kosher the dish as well. We have not yet learned how we kosher dishes. What happens if I have a big chon pot and I have 60 times the volume of the spoon? And we say, you can eat that cholent, because you have 60 times the volume. The spoon, I need to kasher, that's what we said. Because the spoon was a dairy spoon that absorbed meat. It's obvious. My dairy spoon was in a meat pot, so I need to kasher it. So it has a mixture of dairy and meat flavor absorbed. Okay, so we covered that if my spoon has not been used in the last 24 hours, then it doesn't prohibit the pot. But nonetheless, I need to kasher the spoon. Even if the spoon wasn't used in the last 24 hours, if I took a dairy spoon and mixed the meat pot, so now my dairy spoon did absorb meat, so I need to kasher it. If it hasn't been used in the last 24 hours, then it doesn't prohibit the pot. But it itself does get prohibited. With that, we finish the third chapter. Okay, the next chapter.